Moving on to public hearings, the first item on our agenda is ordinance number 2502.
And before we do that, if I could read the rules for the public hearings.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Robertson.
It's fine, don't worry about it. And it's not like we have eight people here. One of them's county staff, one of them's a reporter, and everybody else has been through multiple meetings, so we all know the drill. But I still need to do it. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias, or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We do ask that you switch your cell phone off or turn it to silent service if you have one. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then, with regard to the second hearing, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witness at any time. During the first hearing, it will be Mr. Medlars, and because that's a county initiative, he will do the presentation, and the commission will have the opportunity question him with regard to the presentation. After the presentations, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. If you do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. Also, we do ask that when you come to the podium that you make sure that the microphone's on. It looks like this. There's a space bar at the bottom. We want you to make sure that's pressed with the green icon lit there and also on the microphone. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record's closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decisions will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts.